Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a rain or snow shower early and a low of 31. GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has scheduled a campaign rally in Racine at noon tomorrow. The venue will be Memorial Hall, where both candidates and presidents have addressed crowds in the past. The event again is scheduled for noon. The doors will open at 10 a.m. Because of the rally, the Racine Public Library will be closed tomorrow, and expect a lot of traffic and possibly some street closures in the downtown area tomorrow morning. Racine police say they are preparing for all possible scenarios, given the large crowds of supporters and protesters at recent Trump events. Meanwhile, a new Fox Business Network poll shows Trump could suffer his worst primary defeat to date in Wisconsin if the current numbers hold true. Ted Cruz has a 42% to 32% lead going into next Tuesday's presidential primary. Ohio Governor John Kasich is third with 19%. One of the decisions on next Tuesday's election ballot in Racine County is for Circuit Court Judge in Branch 4, where the incumbent is retiring from the bench. One of the two candidates is Mark Nielsen, one-time assistant district attorney, private practice lawyer, and 10-year municipal court judge in the city of Racine.
I found it to be a very satisfying way to serve the community. I've been an attorney here in Racine now for 35 years. Principally as a trial lawyer, although I've done some office law over the years. So that's 35 years in training, essentially. I'd like to put those skills to good use for the rest of my career.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Nielsen said he feels his experience on both sides of the bench has prepared him for the next level. Nielsen says the public should know the judges they see on TV are, in his words, running an entertainment show, which is not reality. Nielsen is up against attorney Joseph Seifert in Tuesday's election. The winner replaces Judge John Dude, who's retiring. WRJN News will provide election night Twitter updates as well as podcasts. The city of Racine pays about $100,000 from the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund to Gateway Technical College for managing the LaunchBox program, which will have a new home in a few months.
LaunchBox was set up to try to increase the number of business startups in the community and to spur job growth. But next year, that figure is scheduled to be cut in half, and beyond that is a question mark. With that in mind, and the fact that non-Racine residents started being charged $300 a year for services at the 141 Main Street building downtown, it led to a drop in membership. So the decision was made to shift the operation sometime this summer over to the Racine Gateway campus, about a dozen blocks to the south. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Several fire departments responded to the Nestle USA facility in Burlington early this morning, but there was no fire. According to a news release from the city of Burlington, fire units were called to the factory for a report of a fire and found smoke in a cocoa mill collector. A smoldering fire was put out and firefighters cleared out the burned materials. One firefighter and one Nestle employee were transported to Aurora Memorial Hospital for observation. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Fire units from the city and town of Burlington, along with Rochester, Lake Geneva, Twin Lakes, Salem, Paris, and Lyons, also responded to the facility. A car damaged part of Sebastian's restaurant in the 6,000 block of Douglas Avenue in Caledonia about 4 o'clock this morning, and the woman behind the wheel went to the hospital with injuries to her left leg and arm. Police reports indicate the eastbound car of 23-year-old Milwaukee resident Nicole Mattson failed to stop for a sign at the intersection of 5-mile Road in Douglas. It kept going through a ditch and then made contact with the restaurant, including partial entry. A news release notes damage both inside and outside the building. Mattson was cited for operating under the influence, unreasonable and imprudent speed, and failing to obey a stop sign. Also, the driver of a car was taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency after 6 this morning after a vehicle slammed into a telephone pole in the 3300 block of Douglas Avenue. The 19-year-old man complained of right knee pain. A project that was sure to cause a lot of traffic headaches on Kenosha's south side has been postponed until later this month. The Union Pacific Railroad had scheduled a reconstruction of their crossing on Highway 50 near Cooper Road next week, but the state DOT says the project has now been delayed. The project, when it gets started, is expected to close Highway 50 in both directions for about a week. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.